And this is VPR Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, it's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. Student safety is always high on the minds of principals, superintendents, and school boards, but emergency response plans vary from district to district. The state of Vermont is stepping in to help schools prepare for armed attacks, natural disasters, and other events. Colonel Thomas L'Esperance heads the Vermont State Police. He and other public safety officials want to improve emergency preparedness at schools across the state.
The safety piece is probably the most critical component, because what we found is across the state that the safety plans vary from one area to another. So this person that's placed into this position will get everybody on the same page across the state, so they're working off the same sheet of music. So when an incident takes place, they'll all react the same across the state.
L'Esperance says the Department of Public Safety will enlist a full-time person to come up with plans, not only for school shooters, but for fires, floods, or other major events. The National Science Foundation will be funding a new student research project on Lake Champlain. 10 undergraduate students from across the country will study impacts on Lake Champlain's ecosystem. Students will also examine the relationship between regional economy and lake health. The program will last for 10 weeks. Students will be paired with a faculty member from the University of Vermont or St. Michael's College to develop their projects. And a Vermont man is apparently making a habit of trying to steal historic documents. Patrick J. Rooney pleaded not guilty last month to stealing a page from a 1791 book from a Burlington library and trying to sell it to the University of Vermont. He's due back in court Tuesday. He's also reportedly accused of taking a circa 1830 work from the same library, but the publication was returned. And now here's Steve Molesky at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury with the latest Eye on the Sky forecast.